Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Check.
Check.
Mic check. Check.
Two.
Give me a beat.
Boom.
Boom.
Ba-boom. Boom.
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 Ba-boom. Boom.
Chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Chickity check yourself. Ba-boom. Boom.
Fresh.
Oh my god. That's gonna be the intro and we're just gonna leave it like that.
Okay. Hello.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. I'm Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And we're here to advise you from my sister's closet.
Yes.
As you guys know, we're quarantined like everyone else, and we're keeping the podcast going.
Yeah, we are.
We're keeping it going. We're keeping it real. We're making it happen. And, you know, we committed this year, 2020, to having guests every single month. And that's hard to do when you can't get out.
I mean,
talk to people.
Not that you guys need anything besides just us.
I mean, we are the glue.
We are the glue.
We are the core of this. But then we had this whole like epiphany. We were like, wait, we have roommates.
Dun, dun, dun.
And they can be our guests. So hello, everyone. Meet TK and Alicia.
Hello.
Our roommates this quarantine season.
What up?
What up?
Also a sister, so...
I feel like everyone who knows us knows who you are.
Yeah.
But why don't you say like, hi, I'm TK and hi, I'm Alicia. So people like know your voices.
Hi guys. I'm TK. I'm like the little sis in this group.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She is.
I'm Alicia. I'm the other ish little sis. Ashley's biological sister.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Karen's pretty much like adopted sister.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then we adopted TK.
Yeah.
It was a group decision.
I have a lower voice.
You're
I
like,
feel like I have the lowest.
I thought I did too, but then people are always like, "You have such a cool podcast voice," and I'm like, "That's hilarious," because I hate hearing my voice.
No, you have a good podcast voice.
Great,
thanks,
great podcast voice.
Alicia and TK are sharing. Thanks.
Yeah.
Alicia and TK are sharing a mic. So if ever you're like, wait, I can't hear them.
It's a rough time to be alive right now, guys. So this is, we're just dealing with what we've got.
Yeah. We've been wanting them to both be on the podcast for a while. It was like always the goal. But then obviously because we're stuck in quarantine, and then also we have a lot of people writing in just about like how hard it is now that they're stuck in the house.
Yes.
With people.
Uh-huh.
And even I've noticed, I mean, I live here. I have lived here for a while now, but we've never been just like in the house together.
Never.
Like I commuted 24/7. For work, or we were always doing stuff. So I think a lot of times, or a lot of things people are dealing with right now is like roomy situations and like how to deal with like the stuff that comes with living with someone. So.
Yeah.
Why did I just get a little nervous?
Oh, we're bringing the heat.
Is this really just an intervention and that's why we're all here?
We're here.
What the heck is this?
We're here to get Alicia to pick her laundry up off the staircase.
Shots fired. Look at her face.
Okay, can I say today when I was recording our podcast earlier and Taryn came in and like dropped some things off, I thought it was like a package that I got. And then like hours later in the day, I look and it's like all the stuff of mine that was on the stairs. And I was
you like, moved it?
No, because
that was you, Taryn?
Yeah, but this is why. So she was like, guys, look what I'm doing. She was excited to clean, yeah. But then like she had to go into record. So I was like, oh, I want her to feel accomplished.
You're such a freaking two. This was a lesson. She had to pick it up herself.
I was
herself.
Tiptoeing, and then you were like, thanks,
I thought
Taryn.
It was like a package that I got or something that like made sense for you to put it in my room. Yeah. And then like, I'm not even kidding, like 2 hours later, I look, and it was like all my stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I need to tell her thank you.
No, I got in a mood. It's fine. It's fine. It's funny. Yeah, so basically, I mean, you guys know, because they're big fans of us, or I tell myself anyways. But we, our audience participation, like a ton. So is yours. Actually, can you guys both tell us about your podcast? I would love that.
Sure. Mine's called TK's Juicy Pod. And it's kind of like a little thing that happened off of this thing I do on my Instagram called TK's Juicy Polls. Follow it.
Follow it.
And basically, I just got into posting polls, like really juicy questions all the time on my Instagram. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so interesting. I love seeing what my crush votes.
It's beyond
in
interesting.
These, like, juicy questions that I'm asking about relationships. I need to talk to people about this and like the results and what they would have voted. So then I turned it into a podcast, and now we have guests and we talk about juicy stuff all the time. It's just juicy over here.
I know, yeah, I'm not the so only juicy. One, but like literally every night before bed, I go onto your stories. Like once I'm done with everything, like I've done my night routine, like I'm in my PJs, I'm in my bed, I like fully focus and I'm ready to like answer her polls like wholeheartedly. And I genuinely like I'll sit there and I'll hold the story for the longest time until I'm 100% satisfied with my answer. It's so funny. And then I'm just trying to get on like the majority side. Like, I just want to be
like
normal.
Well, I appreciate it. It's very fun for me to come up with the questions.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know what? Ouch, Charlie. He bit me.
Oh, it's like that thing. Ouch, Charlie. Oh, my God.
I really don't like how you vote and you can't take it back.
Me yeah. too. There's been so many times I vote on that wrong one.
Yes.
Or like, you know, I vote with something and then I overthink it and then I regret my answer.
Yes.
And then I wish I could do the other one.
So much shame.
Or
comes with
it's
that.
Like a juicy, juicy, juicy one. And I'm like going through them really fast and I accidentally hit something. I'm like, yes. Oh my God, you're going to judge me if you think that I actually voted that.
Yeah. Or you like F up the statistic. Like we're trying to figure this out, you know, like
well,
as a team.
I will say as a creator, I really wish that Instagram would give us the option for me to search like what people vote. Like I wish I could search like John Doe. Like I wish I could search so-and-so's name because like I need to know what my crush votes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like,
yeah, yeah.
This is why I started. And like, you know, I need
this
to see,
how started.
I need
this
to see
the whole
that
purpose.
Stuff. And I feel like as a creator, like anyone would want to search who views their story.
I yeah. agree.
No, or even just likes their photo. Yes. Like you can't,
girl.
You can't see.
I know.
No one knows.
Anyone that's knows. So annoying.
I think you can search who likes your photos.
No, it doesn't work. It
not
has
on
in
yours,
order.
On other people.
Yeah.
You can.
It's kind of weird. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, God. You know what? First of all, they're slowly making it harder and harder to like stalk or find out juicy information.
They really
like,
are.
Like with a whole notification feed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And remember on Snapchat when you used to be able to look at someone and it showed you their top three? So all these couples were breaking up because the girl would be like snooping through the phone and they're like, who is Juicy J? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Well, now I have all these emojis next to my name and like other random boys' names and yeah. I don't know what they mean.
Oh, that's true. I don't either.
But they mean like certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Alicia, my yes. love, tell us about your podcast.
I have a podcast with my best friend, Remy Cruz, in case you guys didn't know.
Big fan.
It's called Pretty Basic. We've been doing it, almost 2 years now, but it's basically just anything and everything. It's very lifestyle. It has everything from behind the scenes of what it's like being influencers, what it's like having full teams, kind of like the agents, the, like more yeah. business side of everything, as well as just kind of like our lives and just whatever we're going through at the moment. Some things are like super, we love that it's called Pretty Basic because some things are super light and funny and just like yeah. drama. But then the next episode could be something that's more of a heart to heart.
I love that.
Helping people and being more like their older sister or something like that. Yeah. So it's kind of a little bit of everything, very like girly vibes. Mm-hmm. So if you're into that, definitely go subscribe.
I love that. And that's something we've loved, and I know yours too, is we all have like found these podcasts that is just this massive shell and gives us so much freedom to like do whatever we want. Mm-hmm. You know, like some episodes we're talking about like awkward dates, and then other times we're talking about like eating disorders or like, yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's so cool that we have that broad. Like I would hate to be like,
so niche.
Oh, I'm a golf game expert. And then it's like, that's all I can do.
Today's technique.
Why is that the first thing?
I have no idea. That was going to be like the next thing that came out of my mouth. I was like, where did that come from?
There's an audience that loves that.
There's an audience for that.
Your dad. So it's, yeah, it is really cool.
Yeah, that's so crazy. So let's start. You said you have a tearing it up.
I do have a tearing it up. For those of you that don't know, we have a whole segment designated to Taryn and how clumsy she can be and how awkward she can be and the embarrassing stories that she started sharing with us at the very beginning of the podcast. You guys loved it and started sending in your own awkward, embarrassing stories. Yep. We titled it Taryn It Up because it was appropriate. And now I'm gonna get into this one. You guys have been sending great ones lately and they've been my absolute favorite things to read.
Ashley is always, every time we talk about an episode coming up, she's like, I have a Taryn It Up. I'm like, girl, I can't even get in on this.
I want to read it.
I know.
Okay, here we go. Tearing it up. Hi, I just want to start by saying I love your podcast and it's amazing. Anyways, my name's London and let's get this story started.
I love that name, by the way.
I know, it's great. I am such a night person. I can stay up late if I put my mind to it. So one night I was up till about 2:30 a.m. and I started getting really hungry. Which always happens.
Me every 5 minutes.
I was seriously craving eggs, which I put a note. Me too. Like every time, if it's super late at night, all I want is breakfast food. I don't know why.
I don't think I've ever been like, I crave an egg.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like eggs. I don't crave like a singular egg. Like I want like scrambled eggs. And,
okay.
Anyways, she continues. So I snuck downstairs and made my eggs, ate them all, and went upstairs. I knew my mom wouldn't wake up because she can literally sleep through absolutely anything. I walk upstairs and go to sleep. Not even 5 minutes later, I'm woken up to the sound of an alarm clock. I whack my clock, but it doesn't stop. And then I open my eyes and I jolt up because it's not my alarm. I jump up realizing that it was the smoke detector.
Oh, God.
Running downstairs, I trip and cut my knees. So now there's a crazy amount of blood flowing down my legs. I'm flying down the stairs. I fight through the smoke, grab a towel, and wave it at the smoke detector. It goes off after about 30 seconds, and I'm so tired. I walk up the stairs, and just before I make it to my room where the top of the smoke is, I remember that if the alarm goes off after midnight, it immediately calls the fire department.
Oh, yeah, because they probably had like the alarm system. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So as I'm pondering calling the police and telling them that there is no fire, someone knocks on the door.
Oh, God.
Over and over and over. I quietly look through the peephole and see a police officer. I open the door and say, sorry, there's no fire. I just made some eggs. He looks down at my now very bloody knees and raises an eyebrow. He asks if my mom is home, and I say, yes. He insists that I go get her. I had to go get my mom at 3 a.m. and explain to her and the police why the smoke alarm had gone off and why my knees were bleeding profusely.
Oh my gosh.
Every time I think about this story now, I crack myself up, and when I heard of your tearing it up stories, I knew it was appropriate. Love you both.
Dude, that cop was probably like, ma'am, is someone holding a gun behind this
door? I need to see your mom right now. That's terrifying.
Dang.
But honey, I'm so sorry. Aww. That sounds like something Taryn would do.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for sending it in. That was great. Do we want to get into the questions?
Yeah, let's do it. So, I figured we can like also answer these questions. We asked everybody two questions. One was, what is your biggest pet peeve about your roommate? This could get tense real fast in this closet. and then the second one was, how do you deal with conflict?
Got it.
So I figured we can like, we'll like comment on everyone's, but then we can like do our own. Should we start with our own or should we like just see what people say?
See what people say.
Okay.
I need time to think.
Okay, yeah. You're going to be like, oh,
it'll
what they
get
said.
The juices flowing for sure.
So let's start with pet peeves, Ash. That's
perfect.
You.
First one. In the dorms, my random roommate. Why is she? I don't know if she's random. my random roommate never washes her sheets, so our room smells awful.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Maybe she like didn't know her before and she was like a rando.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I never lived next door, but it kind of caught me off guard, the random part.
That trips me out. I don't, how do you, because you guys, Alicia and Ashley have always lived together. Like, yeah, fun fact, I'm their first roommate, honored.
It's true.
And I've only lived with people that were either my friends or like assigned to me through a dorm. But like people who go on Craigslist for like roommates, that terrifies me. Yeah. How did you find yours?
I found mine on my first one on Facebook, but it was like, I guess, random, but like I stalked her Facebook profile.
Yeah, you can find out a lot through that, mm-hmm. Especially Facebook. I feel like it's more legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do it. It scares me.
I don't wash your sheets. That's disgusting.
That's like a very specific type of sweat. I'm done.
Also, that you, she sleeps in that. Like, that's gross. Yeah, that's anyways, gross. Next one. When they read out what they're typing as they're typing it.
That would be annoying.
Yeah.
I feel like our version of that is like editing out loud or like redoing the TikTok, like redoing a TikTok or like songs that we play like when we're posting a story.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true.
See, that's not that annoying to me only because I feel like I can tone anything out.
That's true.
So, no, you are especially really good at doing stuff like tunneling.
Yeah. Like, so I guess for me that one, but I understand why that would be very annoying. Yeah.
But I will say like, I think because we all do editing here, like, it's a lot easier to not have that phase because anytime I've edited with my brothers and my dad in the room,
you're aware.
They're like 5 minutes in, they're like, how do you do that? Because I'm listening to the same sentence over and over while I'm making cuts. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah. I could see it from an outsider's perspective being really hard. Next one. They're on their phone all the time while spending time with their friends. It's unbelievably rude.
Alicia whips out her phone.
Alicia literally whipped out her phone.
That can be, I mean, that definitely, I think the only time it gets to me is when I'm actually trying to
have a real conversation.
Yeah, have a real conversation. Yeah. And for me, like, I'm a feeder. So if I'm talking, like, I feed off of what you say. So my story can either be, hey, I went to the store and this lady hit me with a cart, mm-hmm. or it can be 20 minutes long if you're like me. Feeding into it and I'm like going. So that's been hard for me where like, I'm like, okay, they're not engaged in this story whatsoever. I could see that.
I think it changes. I like, you're like, what you're doing for the hanging out process. Like, if we're all just like hanging out in the living room, phones are fine obviously, but I think if you're having a full, like a very like intentional time together,
I was trying gonna say to too, it's so hard because what we do is on our phone, like our work and stuff. Whenever I hang out with friends from high school or something, I'm so much more aware of how addicted to my phone I am. Like, I always reach for it. And I'm aware that they're not on it because they're like normal. You know what I mean? They don't like do this for their living. They're like a job. So I feel like I'm very aware when I hang out with people who don't do this.
That's true.
How like not normal it is to constantly be grabbing your phone.
Yeah. I have so many friends like that. And I have to very purposefully flip my phone over.
Yeah.
Like if I'm on a date or if we're all at dinner or something, I'll like have my phone next to me all the time because that's just how it is. I've always been like that. But when I'm around people that aren't on their phone all the time, I'll make myself flip it over. Yeah. So like I can hear it if someone calls, but like,
and it's nice to like make sure that they see that you put it over. Yeah. So they know that you love them.
And there's been
them.
So many times where I've sat down with someone and I've like been very aware that I keep grabbing my phone and I'll just like flip it over and be like, okay, take a deep breath. And I have to like refocus on the person in front of me.
I was going to say, Alicia, do you remember earlier today when I was trying to talk to Ash?
Yeah.
And she was, in the middle of an email. Ignoring me on the phone.
I get like that. Also,
ask her how many times I'll literally be like, are you listening to me? And she'll be like, oh, yes.
I literally said something and there was no response. And I was like, good talk.
She said good talk. And I was like, dang.
You know right away when you're like,
oh. She didn't even look up. Alicia was like, oof.
Middle of it. The next one is directed at...
She's like, move on.
The next one's directed at me, too. It says her mood swings.
No!
Why'd you circle it? Come on, you thought of me.
No, because I thought that was a good one. Because
it's me.
No, I just think it is hard when you live with someone, and especially everyone who's stuck with that same person, like when all of a sudden they're in a mood. Cause like, I know there's been times where like I'll get in a mood and I have no idea why. And there's certain times I can like put that aside. And there's other times where I'm like, I cannot shake this like at all.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
You know what's crazy about mood swings though? I find I totally relate when you're like, why am I, when I'm in a mood, yeah, and I'm like, why am I like this?
Yeah.
If you actually think about it, I feel like 99% of the time it's not because of anyone that I'm living with.
No.
You know what I mean? Like I'm not in a mood because of like a certain someone. It's like usually something in the outsider's world that's like bothering me and I'm just not talking about it.
Yeah.
That's what I remember one time because they keep passing the mic. It's cute. My dog is literally going insane. Charlie, lay down. I remember one time, like someone was saying, they use this analogy of like, someone who like yells at a waitress or waiter and they're like, that's never about that. It's like all of the things that happen before that, but all it takes is like giving them a Coke instead of a Diet Coke to like have it snap, you know? And so I always think about that too, where when I do get in those moods, I'm very quick to let everyone know I'm in a mood because I know that like just the slightest thing can make me react harshly. And I'm always afraid of that because I'm like, that's not their fault. You know,
that's like me. I've always been really good at that. I'm terrible at that.
You're getting better though.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
That means a lot.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Next one, complains about literally everything. I feel like we're in a group where that we don't complain that much.
No, I don't feel like we have a negative Nancy.
I know who this person's talking about. Like I've met people like I think we're lucky.
I definitely know people like that and it can be so hard because no matter what you do, it's just like always negative. So feel you on that, girl.
Mm-hmm. Or like those people, they'll say they have a problem and then you'll offer like a ton of solutions and then you realize they don't want a solution.
No.
Like
No.
They're wanting to complain. So then you're like, oh yeah, that sucks.
They never clean up.
That's hard.
That's really hard.
It's so hard.
Get out. You've been doing a lot better during quarantine.
What pisses me off is when I know that I've gotten better, but then still it doesn't feel good enough. And that's when I snap. That's the Diet Coke analogy for me.
Yeah.
Because then it's just like, well, then who freaking cares? Because none of this was out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's when I like.
That is so true. I've had that before where like. Yeah. Or like I did all of the dishes and then the next day I left one dish because I forgot. And then a roommate will be like, hey guys, can you make sure you do your dishes? And I'm like, oh my God, I just washed everything. Yeah. It's like, it just like bubbles up, you know?
When they don't clean animal cages.
Oof.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Dude, an animal smell. Like when I have my turtles.
So embarrassing. I knew this was gonna come.
Dude, I would not invite anyone over because I was cleaning the tank every 2 days. Every 2 days. But it smelled so bad in my room, and I had them in my room, which was like my first mistake. So, and then there's a couple times like when I was carrying the bucket out of like the dirty water I tripped. So yeah, my carpet was disgusting.
So, yeah, I remember going into that room a couple times and being like, ooh.
Yeah, and I'd be like, does it smell? And I would try everything to cover it, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah, that's hard.
Don't raise turtles in your room.
Don't raise turtles. When they don't turn the lights off when they leave.
Oh, okay. That's my dad's biggest pet peeve.
I'm going to go play like devil's advocate. When the second the sun's down, like all the lights need to be on for me. So I feel like my dad normally gets upset at me for leaving the lights on.
It's a dad thing. I feel like dads, like, that's just like their thing.
It is expensive, so I understand where they're coming from.
I will say, because my last apartment, I was in charge of electric. Like, we all had something we paid for. And once I, like, realized, like, oh, it, like, affects it, you know, because I'd come home and, like, lights would be on or fans or whatever. And then I'd notice, like, this huge spike or, like, air conditioning being left on, just whatever. And then I was like, I get it.
Yeah, like once you see the numbers,
all of those
it's like,
times
oh.
I was like, Dad, what's the big deal? Same. Then I'm like, oh, frick, I get it.
Yeah, but my dad can also like sit in the house with like one light on and be fine.
Yeah, oh no.
I will be depressed in 5 minutes. Like, I can't handle it. So.
No, and then how are you going to see if anyone's hiding in your house? You need all lights
priorities,
on at
people.
All time.
The next one, she talks to me like I'm a child. Woof. And like she's better than me, woof, just in general.
Do you want to describe woof? Because I feel like they can help us catch on.
Okay. Woof is kind of like exactly what I just said. Like, instead of like, oof, or like, ugh, or like, you said that's rough.
Yeah.
Instead of saying that, it's just kind of like, woof.
I
like,
freaking
yikes.
Love it.
You know? That's kind of the vibe.
We're trying to make it
guys
happen.
Help us out.
I'm a neat freak. So when they don't clean up their dishes, it causes me to end up doing it in the end. That's relatable.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's a actual common roomie
problem.
We've talked about
this before where it's like you have to almost decide is standing your ground and being like, no, you did this. You have to clean it up more important than like if you feel like you need a clean kitchen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like at some point you have to be like, well, if I need a clean kitchen and that means I just need to clean it myself,
then
what's going to make you happy?
Yeah.
But don't complain about it if that's like the choice you make, you know?
And then the last one, steals my stuff. With a wide eye emoji.
Ugh. Just waiting for one to be more on my side.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I get that.
Yeah. I mean, that's I feel like that's a no.
I get that for instance, like with you guys could borrow anything and I wouldn't care, but I know that's really rare, but there are like, I don't know. There's friendships or people that it's just like, that's my stuff. Like ask or why are you assuming? I just hate when people assume.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to. It's not even the act of borrowing, because if you ask, I would say yes. Again, this isn't really apply to you guys, but like if you just assume that that's the case, then that's when I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like you can't just like take, you know?
Yeah.
And it should never be like an expectation.
Yeah.
Like just because your roommates doesn't mean you have to share anything, or, you know, it's not like you are sisters. You know, I feel like siblings are different.
Yeah.
Even siblings, I feel like me and Alicia finally got to a good place where we do ask. Still.
Yeah. No, and I think like you said, like a simple ask, it's amazing how
like I'm expecting her to say yes.
Yeah. Or just like, I mean, stuff that I'm like so furious someone took and wore, like literally if they would have just been like, hey, do you mind if I wear this? I would have been like, oh yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just totally. That like respect.
But it's also like, if you were to say no, that they would respect that you have a valid reason. You know what I mean? Like there's only a few times where like Ash will ask to borrow something. I'm like, oh, I haven't worn that yet. Like I'm waiting for this. And she'd be like, oh, cool. No worries.
Yeah.
Opposed to like just sneaking and wearing it.
Yeah, I totally
agree. Just saying no for absolutely no reason. That's always like kind of.
Oh yeah, girl.
I will say all of you guys are so nice and cool about sharing stuff. Like I feel like all the time if I'm like, I don't know what to wear, like you guys will be like, oh my god, let me dress you, like pick what I should pick whatever you want from your
it's
closet, or like
me.
Use this hair mask, use this face mask, like all of you are like Taryn, you'll be like, oh, use my jewelry, use whatever, like use my room. Like it's crazy how like willing you guys all are to share.
Yeah, I don't think you understand how fun it is having you live here.
Yeah.
It's be fun for me too.
That's so exciting.
Well, that's the end of mine. We can move on to yours.
Do we have, I feel like people have asked. It's funny. I did like a Q&A on my Instagram and so many of them were like, what bothers you about living with like your best friends or whatever?
I would love to know. Go hard.
No, yeah,
go
I don't off, think, sis. I think we've already like.
You've been living with us for a while now.
Yeah. And there really hasn't been anything that I was like, oh my gosh, this drives me insane.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I really don't think I've had anything.
I would agree. I thought I was going to be like surprised more with like little things.
Yeah.
But then I guess I quickly realized I was like, damn, I kind of travel with them a lot. So like, I feel like nothing really surprises me.
Yeah. Both of you guys have traveled with us, stayed in hotels with us, like
for like long periods of time.
So yeah, I feel like you guys already knew most of this stuff already before moving in. Also, just like for perspective, like Taryn's been living with us since last summer and TK moved in during quarantine. So that's like a long time. And oh my God, a month.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's crazy.
Like a full month. Welcome.
You're officially in.
I think I don't even, it's not a pet peeve. The only thing that like bums me out is what kind of what you were saying earlier is when I'm in a great mood and I'm just like wanting to share that. And then I'm like, I quickly am like, okay, clearly today's not that day.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know
what I mean? I think that's the only thing that like bums me out sometimes.
Yeah. I think so too. Cause especially, and that's what's hard. And we're going to get into like conflict resolution right now. But, it's hard to like in that moment, like you get your feelings hurt. So you retract, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's like kind of finding that balance of like when to be like, hey, I like, I need like a reaction or I need something more like in this moment, or also realizing like, okay, like there might be something else going on. So like, how do I read, you know, it's like hard.
How can I help the best? And sometimes that's even taking like two steps back.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
But we're going to talk about conflict now.
Yeah, girl.
Resolution.
So I'll give an example. Like the other day I realized I was getting my feelings hurt by something so small, but we're stuck in a house together, right? So like
for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. So, and this is why I wanted to talk about conflict resolution, because I think it's very easy in just day-to-day life to ignore something till it goes away. But I think right now with the situation we're in, where we're all having to like be in close quarters for a long time, and we still got, dear God, what are they saying? Like 2 months? Yeah, a month or two. So I think it's like important that we talk about like how to healthily resolve. So I'll give an example of me. So like I, the other day, realized I was getting my feelings hurt because I'm a very big like greeter. I always have been. Like when I hang up the phone, I want to say I love you. When I say hi, I want to show that I'm excited to talk to you. I'm a hugger. You know what I mean? And so what I've learned about twos is when you don't get what you give, you assume that means that person doesn't love you as much as you love them. So I realized one day I was having a problem, because usually when I come down, because I'm lazy and I sleep in way past all of them, they're like up working out and I'm like still in my bed.
Your late night editing.
Yes, my late night editing. It's so sad. I'll hear you guys up working out and I'm like, oh God, so annoying. I'm just kidding. But so when I come down, usually they're all like working, right? So like I'll come down and sometimes I'll be like, good morning. And like, not even like a raised head or response sometimes. And I started to feel that it was hurting my feelings enough to where I saw it affect the rest of my day.
Yeah.
And so finally it was like really hard for me, but like we were all together and I told them, like, just so you guys know, this is something that really affects me. And it was so cute. I think TK and Alicia, the next morning I walked down and they started doing this good morning dance. And I was just like, I was super embarrassed for like a second, because I was like, oh God, I'm like so needy. But it was so cute that they were like, that was them like showing me in that moment, like, hey, we heard you. And like, we're going to be super obnoxious to show you like, we hear you, you know?
I love that you said like you got embarrassed for a second, because normally like that is something that makes me not want to bring up stuff.
Yes.
Of me feeling embarrassed.
Yeah.
But it's cool hearing that like you were for a second, but then you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
No, yeah.
And I'm like, I want to be able to do that more, because that's one of the main reasons why I don't bring up things, is because it's not even about bringing it up. It's about the next time that if I was to come downstairs and you guys were to dance, I'd be like, oh my God, like that's not what you know what I mean? But like, it's something to laugh about. And I think that's such a good reminder.
No, I think that's totally true. Cause you're like, oh, I don't want to like, You feel bad for like making a big deal. Yeah. So that was like something that happened. Do you guys want to share like anything you've noticed has like helped you when a conflict comes up?
I will say I really appreciate you saying what you did say, because I feel that too. Like I resonate, like when I walk into a room, like we both have big personalities and yeah. we have big present, like a big presence. So like, I feel the same. So like, I totally heard you. And honestly, like when you come down, I'm probably so in the zone that like,
yeah.
it never even crossed my mind that like, that's so rude that I'm not responding yeah. to whatever. So it was so nice to be like, Taylor, pay the fork attention to when, you know, Taryn comes down.
Yeah.
Because like, I would have never really, would have never known that that bothered you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm so glad. Cause it was just, we were oblivious. Yeah, you know?
No, totally.
And I really liked it too, because it almost opened the floor for me not to feel so vulnerable, even as close as I am with all three of you, to be able to bring up something that may hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Like it
yeah.
made me feel like, oh, like, I feel so comfortable right now saying something that would hurt my feelings because yeah. you did that. So I think that's just so healthy, like in any living situation, to like, I don't know, speak up, because literally like now I literally don't feel weird saying things, even though I haven't really yeah. had to yet, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree. And I remember when you said it too, I think they were talking to you and I was editing mm-hmm. and I like had the Bose noise canceling headphones on, which is the worst thing to have on when you're trying to have a deep talk with someone because yeah. you can't hear anything.
You're like, what?
Noise canceling headphones, by the way. And I literally, like when people try to talk to me in those, I'm literally like, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I remember when that was happening and I literally had to take off the noise canceling headphones
yeah.
to like fully have your attention. And like, it's hard because we're always like constantly on our phone, constantly yep. editing, like constantly looking at a screen. Yeah. So it's nice because like for me personally, it like woke me up, which is really nice. So I appreciate you doing that, because yeah. it's ballsy to do.
No, and that's something we talk about a lot on our episodes, is the fact that like, it's okay to tell someone how you need to be loved. You know what I mean? And it's something me and Ash, poor thing, like she gets me as a best friend who's like so emotionally needy and wants to talk everything through, which is like,
it's
not
good for me.
It's not your comfort zone though.
No.
And so we've gotten really good at like talking to each other about like, hey, like, this is what I need from you. And like, that's where then as a friend, like what you guys are saying, you kind of take it in and are like, oh, okay, this is unnatural for me, but it's easier to do it because I know it's something you need. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. It's also cool just like learning, like different people need different things. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's such an easy thing to think of and hear about, because it's like, oh, duh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like, just for like retrospect, like when me and Alicia lived here by ourselves, like someone would wake up and we'd be like, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, that's just how it's always mm-hmm. been, you know? So it's like, of course people need different things, and people need to be, you know, said good morning to, given a hug. My mom's a hugger. My mom yeah. needs a hug. She doesn't,
oh, she's a
it's
hugger.
Not like she like would like a hug. She needs, deeply craves a hug. And it's really hard. But I had to, like, the older I got, the more I realized, oh, this is what she needs mm-hmm. to know that I love her. So at a certain point, I have to drop what I'm doing and give her the hug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And it's like, it's once I physically like, or once I mentally like flipped that switch, I was like, oh, she's
sense.
Not being annoying. Like, she's trying to show me how to love her, and yeah. I need that.
Yeah, I love that.
We still have to do our night where we do all of our Enneagrams and stuff.
I have everything ready to print.
Really? Oh yeah. My God, we shoot tomorrow night.
I'm so ready. Excited. We also talked about, which I thought was a really interesting conversation, how it's important to learn different people's personalities and realize that it's okay to go to specific people when you need specific things.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something like, I think sometimes you want to keep going to your friend and like expecting different results, when it's like, okay, it's okay if you're like, I need a hype person, to go to your friend that's your hype person. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh my God. Even like Remy, my best friend, she like for the longest time, I knew, I was like, you need someone to talk to about boys. Cause I know, as much as like I can try to be there, like we're just on two different playing fields that way.
Yeah.
Where like, I just can't give you that like same, like, energy that you're wanting yeah, me to yeah, give yeah. you. And I think that was like hard for her at first, but once she realized like, oh, like Alicia's just like, we're just different when it comes yeah. to that, like then it was easier to go to different friends and expect them to be like, oh my God, yes girl, get it, like go yeah, for it yeah. You know what I mean? Where like I've had to grow into that more.
Yeah,
but it's cool, like it's just, yeah, it's cool not being threatened by that and just going to different people for different reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's good. I think all of it is just like, I feel like I'm on an extreme of like emotional, mental, like vulnerability. I don't know what, I wasn't always like this, guys, I swear. But so now it's like, I just, because I've realized how much more freeing it is. And then every time like I start to like freaking puke from my emotions, like then all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, like I want to do that too. So it's like this like passion I have where I'm like, everybody like desires it. We should all so just cute. Like talk about our emotions. Anywho, anything else about conflict resolutions? How do you deal with conflict, Ash? Do you know how many people were like, well, I'm a 9, so I avoid it at all costs?
I think with conflict, if it's between me and someone else, I have to talk to probably 10 people before I can talk to that person.
Okay. So like what
if
do you-
me and you have a fight or I know I upset you somehow, I promise you, I've talked to Alicia, I've talked to TK, I've talked to mom, yeah. I've talked to my group. Like I've been like, hey, here's what happened.
This is what happened.
Here's what I did. Here's what she did.
Yeah.
I need you to walk me through where I messed up. How can I go about fixing this? Like okay. I need literally like the biggest like confidence boost from like 10 people before okay. I can go approach someone.
Okay. So I was going to ask, so like what you're getting from that is not as much that you need validation. It's more like, I want to break down everything before
yeah.
I can then figure out what my plan of attack is.
Yeah.
Thing.
I think for some of us, we don't follow a lot of like, I think I get overwhelmed by the feeling of something being wrong.
Yeah.
That it's hard for me to break down what happened.
Okay, I can sense. See that.
So I'll go to a bunch of people I know and be like, here's what happened. Help me process yeah. this so that I can know, one, like where I messed up, because it's mm-hmm. always two people if there's a fight. Like I need to know like my part. I need to know her part. I need to know what I need to apologize for. I need to know if I should be sorry. Like I want to make sure that I guess I do need validation too.
Yeah.
To know that like, what I did was right or wrong or whatever.
Yeah.
And basically just like a soundboard to process everything through before I can actually go, if I'm the one approaching
yeah.
someone for conflict.
That's so interesting. Are you guys the same?
I'm similar. And I think that's why I vibe with both of you in so many different
yeah.
ways.
Yeah.
Like I understand Ashley's side of where it's like, oh my God, let me like break down everything. I need to process this. Like even thinking of like, some fights that I've had with friends over the years, it took me like truly like months to figure out what I did wrong. But like yeah. I would like in the beginning I was like no like these are the facts. Like I was always so focused on the facts that I didn't take 5 steps back to realize just the overall vibe
yeah
that I was saying things or doing things. Mm-hmm. But in my head I was like no like I didn't say anything wrong. But mm-hmm. like looking back I'm like, oh, it just looked like I didn't care, you know what I mean? Yeah, where I'm yeah. like, dang it, why didn't I, that like,
for example, not like this is what you did, but like you could say something completely correct like verbally
yeah
but the sass or the tone underneath completely. It changes everything. So that I'm not saying that's what you said or did, but like that is an example of like you're saying everything correct
yeah you so know? I feel like I was also, I've been hung up on like the small details that are so irrelevant. But then I feel like also I've gotten better at seeing kind of like the bigger picture of things. And so now it's easy to see things, but it like took a lot for me to have to figure it out where I'm like, ooh, I wish I could have figured that out a way easier
yeah.
way. I think one of the biggest things that helped me is I was talking to my therapist. I haven't been in a long time, so I don't even know if I can call her my therapist anymore, but we're still gonna say it. I remember it was so hard for me to start a conversation. Like it was, okay. I was terrified of conflict, but for to sit down and be like, hey, can I share my feelings? Like I physically didn't know how to have that come out, yeah. out of my mouth.
Which makes sense because for those of you that don't know, Alicia's a 3 and when she's in an unhealthy state,
I go to a 9.
You go to a 9, which welcome
to my life.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I remember she was like, oh, like that's not a big issue. You know what I mean? Just be like, oh, hey, can we talk? For some reason, just that like phrase, I had like a light bulb epiphany moment thinking like, oh my God, like once I say, hey, can we talk real quick? Then like that wall was broken down and then it gave me permission to speak. Isn't that crazy? Like it took someone telling me to say, hey, can we talk? Yeah. Like that's so stupid. But it like it was always there'd be times like Ash and I would be in the kitchen and I'd be like, well, just say something, like see it. But I just didn't know
how. I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
Where just being able to like, I don't know, Ash has even said like sometimes she'll like put something down to like touch the friend. Like
yeah.
Like puts her hand on their shoulder very lightly. Like that's something she found that helps her like break down that wall. And I'm like, wow, that would have helped me like years ago.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. And I have, now that you say that, I have noticed you're, when you start a conversation, you have like a moment where you're like kind of like stuttery and tiptoeing around, like you don't know how to start. And then you usually start laughing hysterically. So that's what's so funny. Like I understand that. And it's almost like, because you are such a perfectionist and you want to come across the way that you're intentionally being.
Yeah.
It's like this first sentence is going to start the mood.
And
so it's like, how do I do it?
What's crazy to me is I process out loud, but when it comes to conflict, I don't. And that's what I wish I could say like, hey guys, I'm feeling down today. I'm really not sure why. Like, dang, why am I feeling like, I don't know. I'm just sad.
Yeah.
Like for me, that would never come across my head to do something like that. It would be more at the end of the day, like me being like, this is what, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
totally,
I wish I could
sense.
Just have a conversation sometimes, but instead it needs to feel like picture perfect, I guess, like you were saying.
Yeah.
I'm the exact same way.
Yeah. TK.
They're looking at me. I was going to say with Lita, I feel like I've learned for over the past however long I've been working for her. I can like tell when, because we're together every day almost filming, which is a really weird job because when you're filming, you should look happy and excited on camera, right?
Yeah.
And you want to come off as authentic to your audience. But what if you're not feeling...
Yeah.
What if you're not feeling great and you have to film?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a really weird thing for me because when we're filming, like I have to be camera ready almost too because like I'm behind the camera gassing her up.
Yeah.
So it's really weird when one of us is off or like if she's off not having a great day and she looks freaking snatched and amazing, but like she doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
I feel like I can see her head like literally running around like a chicken with its head cut off.
Yeah.
She literally like, I can just tell like by the verbiage, just even when we're filming, like we're off. And I'm like, sometimes I'll literally be like, so do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Literally, I'll be like, what do I say? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off thinking about how I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
Literally, we had one of these days like 3 days ago. Like,
really?
And that's what was hard is because this is a whole other tangent, which we talk about on your podcast all the time, TK, but like when it's your job and you're like, oh no, I have to do this. Like most people can't just like decide they don't want to work that day and move it to the next day.
Yep.
But then it's like, yeah, but I'm ready and I need to do this, but I also don't feel like it. And I don't feel authentic and da, da, da. So like, I feel like you all have gotten so good at like knowing when my mind's racing.
Yeah.
But it's never anything really against you guys. It's me. I think I've gotten good at sharing like, hey, like, in that moment when I seemed upset, it was never like the angle. It was never like it was in my head, is this stupid? Am I saying this right? Is this pointless? Am I wasting your time? Am I wasting my money? Am I wasting all of this? Should we just do this tomorrow? But now I just seem lazy. Like literally all of that in a second is going through my head, but it's never like the person, you know?
Yeah, no, that's so, it's crazy. And that's such a valuable dynamic that you just talked about because there's a lot of times people are not even aware that there's attention. And so then they like bulldoze over things like that. But it is like, you know, I even said in one of the in-services I spoke at, one of the things I really focused on when, you know, I'm speaking to a room full of preschool teachers where it's like you said, like you can't say, you know what, I can't do this today and walk out. Like you, state regulation, you have to be in there observing these children 100%. So what I talk to them about is that like learning how to, is she snoring? Yeah. We literally have all the dogs in here right now. But learning how to be aware that that's coming. And then before you're even mad, like on a day where you're feeling great, coming up with what tools you're going to use when you get there. So like, for instance, you guys, you can have like a safe word or you can have like
we should have a safe word.
Yeah. Or like for me, like, you know, maybe I just need a piece of chocolate in 5 minutes, like whatever it is. But I think what people forget is they try to figure out a tactic while they're pissed and that's not successful. So it's like, you almost need to like sit with your relationships and be like, hey, when you start feeling me get like this, just so you know, this is what is helpful and this is what is not. Because then it's like, there's no emotions attached in the conversation. You can be like, it can be like business, you
Completely.
Know, like this is what I need. So
yeah,
that's really
I
cool.
will say even it's weird. I don't know from Alicia's perspective, but from mine, even when like I feel a little off when we are on a filming day, like I'm like, oh my God, this is like affecting like our vibe right now. Like yeah. I can like feel like the other day we had a salsa fiasco in this house and it was my day to deal with the salsa. The salsa was bad and we all had stomach issues. Okay.
I did it.
Yeah. And literally like I literally looked at Alicia. I've never like had. Yeah. While we're mid filming and I was like, my stomach hurts. She looked at me with wide eyes like she knew something was wrong. She was like, what'd you eat? And I was like, salsa. And looked at me and she was like, just go to the bathroom. It's fine.
That was a day that I remember I was in a great mood and I could tell you were off for multiple reasons. Like, and I remember being like, no, you're good. Like I got this, but I will agree. Like there are times where we're filming without salsa involved and I'll be like, instantly through my head, I'm thinking, if you don't react to things that I think are funny, I'm like, was that not funny? Like, do you think that's stupid? So then it makes me start second guessing myself. But then also there, like, but why did we go on a tangent about working together? But
we're talking about healthy, like.
I feel like, because she's like my main chick I'm always working with and would probably most likely have conflict with, even though we're weird. And like, don't really. But I feel like for me, like I should, if I'm in a mood, because when I'm behind the camera filming, like I'm energetic. So like if I'm not energetic, I'm in a mood. So I should say, hey, I'm in a mood right now.
Yeah.
It's not you.
Yeah. And like that cuts out so much because if you have a person like me, who's a two, and the second I feel a shift in the room, it is my life goal to figure out what's wrong with you and how I can fix it. Mm-hmm. Instead of me going hours through the day being like, oh my God. And what I'll do is tiptoe, right? Like throw out a question, be like, hey, are you hungry? Like, oh, are you tired from the other night? Cause I'm trying to figure out what's wrong is like that upfront acknowledgement of like, hey, I'm kind of in a funk, but like, I'm cool. Just so you know, then for me, I sit back and I'm like, okay.
You know, what's so funny. My wing too feels that.
Yes.
Feels that.
Yes. Yeah, wow. Dude.
That's
it's so hard to get out of that. And so me and Ash have talked about that where like I'm getting better because I know that's annoying to just be like, hey, are you good? Are you okay? Are you hungry? Can I get you anything?
Oh my God,
what are you
mom.
Doing? Yeah. Yes. Yes, I am your mother. Yeah, in multiple ways.
We had a moment where we figured that out.
Yeah. And so for me, I've learned in order to love her the way she needs, I can maybe push in once or twice, but then I, even though it feels like I'm literally swallowing acid, I need to shut up and like go sit in the other room, you know, even if that means I'm sitting there going, I wonder how she is.
But that
is
goes back to like you needing to be like acknowledged in the morning. Like sometimes I need space.
Yeah. It's we have a very hard dynamic, but we're doing it, babe.
We're freaking, we're just like plowing through, going strong for 6 years. Yeah. Ish.
I love us.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's get into some of the things people said. And then if you guys have anything to add, just, you know, go for it. Try to talk to them face to face, something someone said. I don't know. Do you guys do better with like face to face or like a letter first or
this
something?
This is where I'm sure Ash is similar to me. When it comes to, I think that also is what's thrown me off. Like I would have never vented over text with someone because I felt like, oh, it needs to be in person. It needs to be perfect and blah, blah, blah. Where I feel like I kind of wish I had, even back in high school, just text someone and be like, hey, like this hurt my feelings. Like that's such a foreign concept to me. So I do agree face-to-face is good. But like when it comes to little things, like it's okay if like like a text is also good. It's better than nothing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What's funny is like for me, I'm terrible with face-to-face stuff. Like everything I want to say goes out my head and my mind goes blank. And then I can't think of anything I wanted to say in the first place.
Yeah.
So texting or writing something down would be ideal for me. But in my head, that's like the quote, like cowardly way to do it.
Yeah.
Because it kind of is in some situations, like example breakups.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
There's things that should be done in person. So I, in my head, I'm like, if something's wrong, I should do it in person. But then I don't do it in person. But then it's too cowardly to text it, and then I never do it.
But also, like, to me, this is how everyone's different. Because to me, if, like, you came into my room and had a letter and read it, I would be like, oh, shoot, she is serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not cowardly at all to me. It's almost like, dang, like, that
she spent time.
That's more. Mm-hmm. So I think it kind of, maybe it just depends on the person who you're dealing with the conflict with and, like, what they need.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think, like, what you're saying, like, I feel like there's a level to then where face-to-face needs to happen. Like you can start conversations or express like, hey, I was kind of bummed when you did this today, like blah, blah, blah. But if it were something like, oh, we're ending a relationship or like I'm confronting you because you did something that like I can't trust you or be your friend anymore, then it's like, yeah, that's when you probably should have it face to face. But at the same time, people operate differently. And I would so much rather you write me a letter if that's how I get all of your feelings about a situation, then I sit and talk and you be uncomfortable. And then I'm like, I don't even know what we just talked about. Or I'm like, okay, cool. That was done. It's but you have like so much more.
Not productive in any way.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of a mix of the both of what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. Like when I know I need to confront or like deal with conflict, I feel like I do the thing where like I talk to multiple people, get some opinions, and then I write about it. Mm-hmm. But like I'll do like a list of bullets kind of the points I want to make or something I want to touch on or like something that hurt me or something that I want to apologize for, whatever it is. And then I will like have my list like while I'm talking so that I don't forget.
I love that.
Like an outline.
Yeah. I always do an outline.
I love that.
I've actually done outlines for a few friends and that's actually been so nice. And I always started out with like, so this may seem so stupid, but like I wrote a little outline just so I don't forget.
Yeah.
I've never had anyone like look at me weird or feel like it's weird at all because honestly, I ramble so much that I usually do forget what, even when we're just filming, like I'm like, oh, let me get these three shots. And then when we actually have the camera, I'm like, shoot, what were those?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
What was I supposed to be?
So I actually really am a huge fan of an outline because then you can look down at your phone, put it back down, and then you can like rant. It's not like you're reading a script, you know, but it's just like, oh yeah, oh my God, this one thing. This is really small, but blah, 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 you know?
Also, my tendency is to like rush things and like I hate taking a lot of time to talk about myself. So I'll like quickly get through it and sometimes just like mentally just be like, oh, I don't need to mention that. But if I wrote it down, then it's like, oh, I have to.
Well, and there's nothing worse than, oh, I robbed your sneeze. I'm so sorry.
Alicia,
that's the worst
was about
feeling.
To sneeze.
That's the worst. You can hate me forever. I'm so sorry. One thing too is there's never anything that's more awkward than you have a conflict conversation. You wrap it up in makeup and then a day later you're like, I didn't bring this up and it is actually like a big deal to me.
Yeah.
So then you're like, hey, I know we're good, but
I know everything's better, but it's
you
not.
You suck when you do this. You know what I mean? Like, so it's good to just like get it all out. That's great.
Yeah, for sure.
Someone wrote in passive aggressively telling the problem in a joking manner to not appear rude, which when I'm mad, I tend to do that. I don't know if you guys have noticed. Like, I'll make a joke. Like,
I feel like
I'm being sarcastic, but then on the inside, I'm like trying to make it like, oh, it's light and I don't care, but I'm actually like upset.
I'm the
queen. Which is not healthy, probably.
No.
I do that.
See, I don't feel like I do that, but I am so aware of when all three of you do it.
I think it's like, I do it all the time.
But also, my reaction to that is usually just me being like, la, la, la. Like, rolling my eyes and being like, whatever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So maybe that's why it doesn't affect me as much.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. No, I hate when I do it because I'm like, Taryn, you just sounded like such a brat, even though you added haha at the end. Like, that was
that's
so
That's literally
so rude.
Probably how I handle most things, which is not healthy at all.
Yeah.
Oh, we all suck. Okay.
I figure out how I feel about the conflict, give the person space, and then talk to them about it. Ashley's like, please, that's my dream.
That'd be great.
Tell them how I felt, but never say you made me feel this way.
Oh, that's good.
Which I love. What was that thing? It was
Yes. Brené Brown suggested.
I love her.
Yes. Yeah.
Daring Greatly is an amazing book. Everyone should read it. It's by her.
Is that the one you were?
It's all about vulnerability.
Okay.
And how can it's I borrow? Strength. Yeah, it's so good.
Oh my gosh. Yay. Sorry.
So continue. Good.
She had a fight with her husband and realized the best way she could explain something to him was to say, and this is something they agree upon. And from then on, like for the rest of their relationship up
finding
till today,
your tool yeah, ahead of time.
They
yeah,
use this. So
it.
When they're upset, Taryn used it on me once. And I remember being like very proud, but also scared because we were going into a fight.
Yeah.
her thing is she'll say the story I'm telling myself is.
I freaking love that.
They had a fight and she has convinced herself that this is what he's doing and he's upset because of this reason.
I love that.
Yeah. So then she'll just be like,
The story I'm telling myself is this.
Yeah.
And then she'll listen.
Yeah. And long story short, they basically like they went swimming one day and he didn't wait for her and it pissed her off the rest of the day. And it was a small, subtle little thing, but it really bothered her. And so she went up to him and was like, hey, like the story I'm telling myself is like, you didn't care. You don't love me. Like you didn't wait for me. Like that just clearly you don't care, you know? And the full story was he had had a bad dream and it was about like her dying and like, it was bothering him
so
all day long.
So he was uncomfortable being
in the water with her. So it was like, it's not pertinent to what we're talking about now, but like, that's the tool that they use.
That is so I love that.
Isn't that amazing? Great? And like the fact of the matter is most conflicts is you are misreading something someone else. Said.
Yeah.
Like when I talked to you guys about the whole saying hi thing, I was like, I know that you're not intentionally doing it. Like I know deep down you guys love me and you're genuinely excited when I'm like in a room, you know what I mean? But it's like in my mind, I feel irrelevant and ignored. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like learning to say like, this is my narrative and I'm throwing it out so that you can tell me like what is really happening. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I love that so much. It's also like the meme that I saw that said in quarantine, like couples are starting to blame, like they like made a name for their like imaginary roommate to blame things on.
Jessica.
So in our house, it's Jessica. We haven't really been using it, but you can be like, oh, Jessica keeps leaving the freaking dishes in the sink. And like that way you're not getting like called out, but like you are. But like you're like, oh,
I'm Jessica.
Going back to our passive aggressive joking.
Yeah.
Tactics.
It's helpful
can
sometimes.
We do that though? The story I'm telling myself is.
It's and you know what's what I found, I've only used it once with Ash, but what I found is in that moment, I wasn't tiptoeing around what I was saying because I was telling her exactly what was going on in my head. Whereas before, if I'm like, hey, like, you know, when you said this, like, I don't know. I don't know. You're like kind of like
diminishing.
Yeah.
It.
But I was like, hey, like legit, this is the narrative going on in my head right now. And I just want you to know, because like, I don't want to think this if that's not the way. Yeah. You're thinking, you know,
that would be so cool if that was like a universal saying for everyone in the world.
I know.
So that anytime you had like, I'm even thinking like with a guy you don't even know, I wish that I could be like, hey, the story I'm telling myself is this. Is that true?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't that be so helpful in all situations?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I freaking finally find a guy, I'm going to be like the best girlfriend ever because of like nuggets like this that I've picked up over the freaking 10 years. Okay. Take a step back and observe both sides of the conflict, which I loved that.
I feel like I'm the queen at that. Now it took me a while, but I feel like I'm really good at almost overboard because I can see the side to anyone's situation. Yeah. A murder, like literally a murder could like meet me and
I'd be like,
I get it, dude. Not really, but kind of like, I feel like I can almost justify anything. So that's actually caused problems though in my friendships because I've had friends just be like, just be on my side. You know what I mean? So I feel like I also see that side too. So it's really hard.
Yeah. And like, I think something when you get so wrapped up in the facts of like, oh, well, I see you did this. When like for me at the bottom, like the base, the foundation of every time I'm upset is I'm feeling like you don't care that I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. That's like the very, very bottom thing. So it's like, I wish that I could think more like that instead of just focusing on people's emotions. Cause I think sometimes like I ignore things that I'm like, no, I could have addressed that. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, I'm like, sometimes like it's with like just fact stuff, I'm like, yeah, but even though you're not wrong, like I'm sad. Like that doesn't affect you. With my ex, he used to be like, I'm not fazed when you cry because you cry all the time. And that was like the bottom of like why I was always so upset in our relationship is I knew that like this person who supposedly loved me didn't care that I was sad. And like, that's so intense. Like, you should care if you make someone sad, you know? So it's like, it's so interesting, like all the little intricate things that happen in a conflict.
Dang.
Yeah. Ah. It's deep.
It's deep. She's looking me right in my eyes. Okay. Avoiding it until I can't handle it anymore. Hashtag type 9 things.
Oh, girl, I do not recommend that. Ask Ashley, like, one time we had this, like, not a fight, but, like, a deep talk that, like, I held in for literally, like, 3 years.
Dang, yeah. Yeah,
but, like, literally just one day just, like, spat out. Like, literally, I was just, like, and then I was, like, sobbing and crying. And I was, like, oh, my God, haven't you felt like we've been weird and, like nothing's been, like, normal for us for a long time? And she's, like, not really. I thought we were fine. And I was, like, oh, my God, like, really? Like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 years, guys. So all I'm saying is it doesn't work.
Yeah, and then after you got it out, you guys were, like, both felt probably, like, 50 pounds lighter.
So I literally was, like, a little, like, black cloud walking around. If she just looked at me a certain way, I'd be, like, ugh.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
And that's I made the analogy of like when you feel you're like, oh shoot, I have to throw up. Yeah. And like me, like I'll lay in bed, I'll put a washcloth on my forehead, I'll lay in different positions, I'll do everything I can to not throw up. And then 2 hours of misery and torture, then I end up at the toilet throwing up. Whereas I'm like, if I would have just been like, I have to throw up and gone straight to the toilet, then I would have been fine, you know? So it's like that whole, like, you try so hard to avoid it, but then at the end of the day, once you do, like, acknowledge it, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, for
now
sure.
I can get back on with life. I've learned to take time to think about it and decide whether it's really an issue or not.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, sometimes I'm so like, Taryn, just shut up. Yeah. pour myself a glass of wine. I mean...
That's me.
Ashley's like, me. Are you guys winos? Not really.
Huh? No.
Neither of them.
I like kind of wish I was, me but.
Too. Like, TK's too young.
I love like a glass of wine, but.
I like fruity, like it just tastes like juice.
Oh my God, same.
So I know anyone who's into wine would be like, shake my head.
I feel like I'd rather indulge in like ice cream.
Yeah. You are a big ice cream girl. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you some ice cream next time I can leave the house. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. We had a story all picked up, but I think we're not going to get to it because we talked for an hour and 2 minutes.
A long time. I think this is good though. And I think my advice, let's all give a quarantine advice. Ready?
Okay.
My advice would be kind of what I said earlier. So take the time to think about what moods you tend to fall into and what helps you in those moods, and sit people down when you're not upset. They aren't issues that are present, and just communicate clearly what it is that you need to be loved. That's my quarantine advice.
Yeah, I love that.
My quarantine advice is something that I personally wish I had done. And it's going to sound selfish, but it's to be selfish. And like, if in the end you're only addressing things for yourself, so that way that things are just easier for, like, I don't know, like, just to do it for yourself, because you'll feel so much better if you, like, address things or, like, say things. And then, like, that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay to, like for you, even if your only motive was, like, for you to bring that up about when coming downstairs and stuff, was so that, like, it wasn't an issue for you anymore. Like, that's enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that.
Especially because we don't know how long we're going to be in here for.
Yeah, I love that.
I think mine would be that it's okay to separate yourself. Like, I think there's a lot of times where like all four of us are like congregated together in the living room, and I'll just be like, I kind of want to go to my room.
And that's okay.
But like, I feel I'll feel FOMO. Two, I'll be like, oh, like I don't want to like be the one that like leaves and goes to their room. But like, if that's what I need, that's what I need.
Yeah.
And I think it's totally fine to take space if you can find it.
No, I love that.
Yeah, I struggle with that, Ash. Like,
I do too.
Sometimes I'm like, God, I need alone time. And then I'm like, oh, I have FOMO.
Especially it's in this house when you hear, how many times today did I yell, I feel left out?
Because I can hear them like laughing. But I don't know what it is about like the place that we're in, but like everything echoes.
Yeah.
So I feel like if someone's downstairs having a cup of coffee in the morning before me, I'll be like, oh.
I know.
Like they're up. Like I want to be up the second everyone else is up.
I'm like, they're taking out the trash together. I want to go.
Yeah. And, but then like I'll hear people like, I feel like there's been a couple like really big moments in the kitchen when I've been like upstairs editing. Yeah. And I've just been like, oh, I missed it.
Yeah.
But like, I genuinely wanted to be in my room in that moment. So if I need that,
yeah,
then like that's good. And why I need to give myself that.
Not feel that ever. That's true. I don't really retreat too much.
You're usually the center of the fun things happening. That's why.
You're the exact, you hate alone time.
I don't like alone time at all.
She hates being by herself. So you're thriving right now with like.
No, unless I'm in a mood. Like if I like, I'll like take my time in my room if I like need to be there. But
I will say though, you have a gift of isolating in a crowd.
Yeah.
Like you
will literally be standing in a circle around you talking and you would still be editing and getting
Maybe that's I think I'm always so in my head. Literally, even if I'm at Coachella, I'd be in my head. You know what I mean? So like alone time usually magnifies that. So I think that's why.
That's
like,
true.
Even one time, sorry, this is the end of this. All I was going to say is one time. It sounds so stupid. One time I was getting my eyelash extensions done. And I was getting bad anxiety. So I just started talking to the girl. We talked the whole time, but it helped so much. Like just verbally talking helped me get out of my head. Yeah. So I feel like that's why I like being around people. Even if you guys are talking, like I can hear your conversation, but I don't like necessarily separating myself too much.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if this is like, I don't know if this is just an observation I've made, but like, I feel like you're probably like the center of all of us. Like you know us all the most, like individually.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
So like your confidence, like just going in the middle of whatever and like taking selfies. Like I could not do that because like I'm not as comfortable with like everyone here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As you are,
especially you.
Yeah. I'm like, look at you like you're an alien. I'm like, I literally can't believe this is what I live with.
Today I asked Deke, I was like, hey, can you hold this ring light so I could take selfies?
A mini ring light too. I was literally holding it up to her face and so taking selfies. Did you say yours? I haven't said mine.
Go.
Have you said yours?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like for me, like I'm talking to myself, but like I need to be more verbal. I'm like learning, but like, be more, tell people when I'm like, I'm not having a day or something's bothering me or whatever. Cause I feel like I'm always the friend that's like on and excited and like ready to gas people up. And it's okay if I'm like not in that mood.
Yeah. I will say, I'm just going to gas you up right now.
I literally can't. I know. This house has made me so emo.
No, seriously. I feel so bad for her because we're all like emotional and want to talk about everything. And she's like, knock it off. She like won't even let me hug her sometimes. And I get really sad. No, but like
this
even
is where
that,
the two needs to back off and give her space.
Yeah. She like, she came down, but like we were all, and it was so cute because we had all been hanging out and talking for like an hour, and then Ashley had already like walked away. Me and Alicia were walking away, and then TK goes, hey guys. She like told us something because she was like in her head about something, and I just remember like it was just, I could feel in that moment that took everything within her to say it, to the point where like she probably was like, it's fine, it's done, okay, everyone's walking, no, it's fine, like it's over with. And then finally it was like spewed out, wait, like I need to talk. And that was like so dope.
I know, I felt, I was like smiling, just like beaming, and I was like, I'm sorry, I know, I didn't mean to smile.
And of course
everyone was like walking when I was like, hey guys.
Yeah. It was so cute. But that's what I'm saying, like what a great time to practice that when you're literally stuck with these people and you're stuck with like a lot of people with family. So it's like, it's not a danger of like, oh, they're going to be gone. You know what I mean? So it's like, why not take this time where like all we can do is self-reflect to like work on those tiny things. Like I freaking love growth in any like small thing. So I think we need to like acknowledge that and like find that balance of like, I'm going to pour into you. And then I'm also going to like be clear about when I need to be poured into. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, completely. Like quarantine's made me so much more confident. Like I'm sliding into DMs, guys.
I know.
Oh my God.
Big step.
Literally, I walk in the other day and they're screaming because Alicia DM'd someone exciting and got a response. And they're all like, oh my God, DMing is so fun. And I was like, I got so upset. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? I've been trying to get you guys to DM people for like a full blown 2 years now.
I will say, I felt you on that.
Yes, thank you. Anyways, they all know. Our audience all knows. I've been in edits of me on a slide saying Taryn B.
sliding
in the DM.
They know.
Anyways, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Do you guys want to shout out your podcasts or YouTube channels or wherever you want?
YouTube channels are Alicia Marie and Alicia Marie Vlogs. And follow me on Instagram at Alicia8.
And her podcast is Pretty Basic.
Pretty Basic.
My Insta's at TK's Juicy Polls. My podcast is TK's Juicy Pod. And my YouTube is Taylor King.
Go follow them, guys. Show them some love. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode.
I have a dad joke, Ashley.
I didn't know.
What do you mean you didn't know?
I didn't know you had one ready.
No, guys, seriously, there was one episode. We ended it, and like 10 minutes later, I was like, I didn't say my dad joke. And it bothered me for like a long time. Do you guys like dad jokes?
Yeah.
Love.
Okay. Finally.
I like them.
I appreciate a dad joke.
Yeah, it's like once you understand like the like cheese and the awkwardness like you feel from it, then it's like exciting.
I like dad jokes.
I know, Ash. I know. Okay. Why is Cinderella bad at soccer?
Wait, let me guess.
Dang it. You wouldn't be the one that would guess it.
Oh.
Because she only has one shoe.
She only has one cleat.
No. Something with the ball. Oh, dang it. She was late to the ball. Late. I don't know.
Because she's always running away from the ball.
Oh, that's good.
That's so good. Push the laugh button.
I don't know which one it is.
No.
Yay.
And on that note. Well, thank you guys so much for being on this.
Thanks
and
for having us.
You know,
if you need any more guests, we know
next week.
Yeah.
Let us know in the reviews if you want, you know, us to appear again.
Oh my God, they're all going to say
please
yes.
Leave hella reviews and rate this podcast 5 stars.
This is
great. Subscribe on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever
this
you listen
great.
To your podcast.
Wow, well done. And on that note,
I love that. Yeah.
Okay. Should we say bye all together?
Everyone, ready? Stay safe and we love you.
1, 2, 3.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.